It's been a long and cold winter, which means it's time for some spring queening. Lou Woodcock, aka Jem Doshea, is a local drag performer and has been hard at work planning for this upcoming weekend's spring queening dinner and show at Lionsgate Banquet Hall, located at 386 Blake Street. The event, for which Woodcock is not only hosting and producing but also performing in, is a follow-up to his successful Christmas show. With restrictions lifted, Woodcock is excited to get back on the stage and bring a unique and fun experience to the city, adding his ultimate goal is to help create a proper drag scene in Barrie. "That's one of the things I'd love to work to change and for there to be Toronto's drag scene and Barrie's drag scene, and then the rest of Ontario. I know we are never going to be the first thought, but I'd love to at least be a close second," he told Barrie today. "It's something I feel is missing from this town. There's a huge community here in all the letters of the alphabet, and it's a shame that some of them don't have that outlet or have those places where they can feel accepted or go and feel a little more free." Woodcock, who has been donning his alternate persona of Jem Doshea for the last 4 years, said becoming a drag performer is something he had wanted to do for quite a while. "I thought, yeah, why not me? At 33, making another life-altering decision, trying to be with girls who've been doing drag since they were 12, he said. "It was stuff I was already doing in my bedroom anyway. I would sing or lip sync or dance to whatever. Then I was just like, why don't I add a wig to this, add lipstick to this and just see what else I can do." The April 23rd show, which will feature musical styles from Broadway to Beyoncé, will also include performances by fellow members of the House of Devereaux Athena Vegas, Carmen Del Rey, Eclair Devereaux and Justine Diaz, along with special guest performer Queenie, Da Brat, Za Doll. "Quenna is a local talent who is up and coming, and honestly, everyone is falling in love with her. We just want to get her out there more and maybe one day make her part of the family," said Woodcock. Each member of the Devereaux Dolls brings something different to the stage. Eclair Devereaux has been doing drag pretty much her entire life, popped out of the room and was ready to go. She's done pageants, performing and is your all-around entertainer. She does all of your classic Broadway stuff as well as some of your newer stuff. She is just fantastic and I really admire her. Athena Vegas is the youngest and potentially the most talented member of the Devereaux Dolls, he noted, adding she's a dancer and also has the honor of being the reigning Canadian National Showgirl for 2 years running. Carmen is the group's firecracker, Woodcock added. She's just a lot of energy and a lot of volume. She's sassy, she's brassy and a little gassy, but we love her all the same, he said. Justine is one of the best people he knows, Woodcock says, and someone who has been right by his side since he started on his own journey into the drag world. "I am still amazed to this day that I got into the House of Devereaux before her, not that she was looking for a drag house. She was independent and killing it, but now that we're all part of this big family unit, it's like we've come together with all of our different strengths and weaknesses and really help each other along," Woodcock said. Saturday's show will also include a few surprises, said Woodcock, adding they will all have a few tricks and gags up their sleeves, noting that you will only get to enjoy them if you are at the show. "If you don't show up, you're going to miss them, sorry," he said. "You're going to see a performance. Everyone there is so seasoned, so practiced and so honed. My last show was in December and as soon as that show ended I started working on the next set of numbers and perfecting those skills and making sure I am ready to go." Tickets are $50 each or two for $90 and can be purchased by emailing Woodcock here. Doors open at 6 p.m., dinner at 6:30 p.m. and the show to follow at 8 p.m., it's a great night out. "We've all been cooped up for the last 2 years, he said. "It's fun and maybe something you haven't seen before, or even if you have come and see it again,